Chapter 91, The Bible, the Most Interesting Book. Both old and young neglect the Bible. They do not make it their study, the rule of their life. Especially are the young guilty of this neglect. Most of them find time to read other books, but the book that points out the way to eternal life is not daily studied. Idle stories are attentively read, while the Bible is neglected. This book is our guide to a higher, holier life. The youth would pronounce it the most interesting book they ever read had not their imagination been perverted by the reading of fictitious stories. Youthful minds fail to reach their noblest development when they neglect the highest source of wisdom, the Word of God. That we are in God's world, in the presence of the Creator, that we are made in His likeness, that He watches over us and loves us and cares for us, these are wonderful themes for thought, and lead the mind into broad, exalted fields of meditation. He who opens mind and heart to the contemplation of such themes as these will never be satisfied with trivial, sensational subjects. The importance of seeking a thorough knowledge of the Scriptures can hardly be estimated. Given by inspiration of God, able to make us wise unto salvation, rendering the man of God perfect, truly furnished unto all good works, the Bible has the highest claim to our reverent attention. We should not be satisfied with a superficial knowledge, but should seek to learn the full meaning of the words of truth, to drink deep of the spirit of the holy oracles.